Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. I'm going to cover some different issues today. As we all know, the war in Ukraine dominates all the news. But if you were in the poultry business, you'd be very concerned about bird flu. Bird flu is deadly, and you don't want it in your chicken farm. A Fulton County flock of 240,000 chickens had to be destroyed. 7 million chickens and turkeys in 13 states have been killed this year. Dispose of the infected flock is the only way to stop the spread of avian influenza. Bird flu is being spread by migratory birds, and they fly north and they fly south. Canada has the bird flu also today. This influenza is not something to ignore. It raises my concerns about African swine fever. That started in China. China had to dispose of almost half of their hogs. The deadly disease is on islands in the Caribbean, not far from the United States. If it gets here, that could be devastating. Another subject. I graduated from the U.S. Military Academy, West Point, and I'm reading about six young cadets on spring break, and they went to Florida to celebrate, and they got some drugs, and they tried them. And the drug was cocaine laced with fentanyl, and two of the cadets almost died. I don't think we are doing enough to shut the door on fentanyl. Drug overdoses are killing more than 100,000 of our people every year. There are more people dying from drugs than in car accidents. Fentanyl is up to 50 times as strong as heroin and 100 times stronger than morphine. I don't know anything about these drugs, but it's time to raise the red flag. Reports that I see tell us that a lot of fentanyl is coming from China. Now, how does it get into our country? Well, one path is across our southern border. The smuggling cartels can make a lot of money bringing it in, and then we pay the price. I'm thinking about planting season only a month away. We're not ready for it yet, but John Deere has a new fully autonomous tractor ready to till your fields. Hard for me to believe. No one, even riding in the tractor seat. Well, when I grew up, we had two old horses pulling our corn planter. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.